Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, June the 15th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, as usual, the Miracle Man. Before we proceed, I do just want to let you know real quick that I had some dental work done today. My mouth is no longer numb or any of that, but just keep in mind, I am gonna do my best, you know. Obviously, when you have to hold your mouth open, you know, and that, or they give you that triangle thing to try to force your mouth open, makes your mouth tired. And so, but, you know, I'm going to do my best tonight. And so, of course, God is still here. Amen. Amen. So, being we're heading into summer, next Sunday, this coming Sunday or Monday, is the official date of the summer solstice. That is the longest day of the year in terms of daylight. However, I did have a dream last night, and I hope this never comes to light in like the mid-June period, the mid to late June period. I had a dream last night in which for 2 weeks straight, we had highs in the 50s and 60s only, and even a couple highs in the 40s. Here in, like, the Michigan, Wisconsin, in Minnesota area. Minnesota. I was just being funny. That's why I called it Minnesota. But lows were generally in the 40s, which at times may not be too bad. But other times it was, these lows were in the 30s. So the sun, we had a decent amount of sunshine in the stream, some rain, but 50s and 60s is not what I look for in summer weather for during the day. No. I look for minimum low 70 highs, mid-70s are better. And mid-70s are good for the pool as long as it's sunny and the wind is light. But preferably for that, you know, mid-70s, like I said, though, are still nice. But when your highs are only in the 50s and 60s, you can almost forget about it. So the next week we have highs in the 70s and low to mid 80s. And your Father's Day should be highs in the low 80s around here in Michigan. Speaking of fathers, Father's Day is coming up this weekend. And there are three types of, there are three different kinds of fathers. One kind is natural fathers. Now in my life, my true father, when I was born, we haven't found my natural father, my first natural father since I was born. Then my mom got married when I was two years old, and then I had an adopted father. Then at the age of 16, my mom got married to the man who is now my dad, and at the age of 18, I changed my last name to be the family name of my mother and my father. And so now I'm proud to call my mother's husband my dad. I love my dad. He's a great natural dad. He's a provider. He works for General Motors. And he's been so great to our family. And so, yes, you have natural fathers, spiritual fathers. Your spiritual father, that can be like your pastor, Dr. Barclay, in my case, who is the pastor of Living Word Church, where I go to church, and he's a wonderful pastor. I mean, I just love him. I'm proud of him. I'm thankful for the great pastor that he is. I'm just so thankful. That he's my pastor. I'm like a spiritual father. He'll impart things to you of the Spirit. Just like how your natural father, you should be learning things from your natural father. Those of you who live in a, who grew up in a two-parent home, you should have learned some things from your father, just like you should have learned some things from your mother. And so your pastor should be imparting things into you, like as he teaches from the pulpit of his church. The Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father is the Lord, Jesus, God, our Father in heaven. When we say, our Father, which art in heaven, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, and we say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, they will be done. You know, when we say, our Father, which is in heaven, he's more to us than just our dad. He is our Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father. And he'll do things for us that our natural dad cannot. Or that maybe a spiritual dad cannot. And I'll tell you, I love my dad. He can't heal my eyes. I love my pastor. He can't heal my eyes either. Jesus can. And I just have to say, though, my dad, he has been such a blessing to my family, even before my mom married him. Different trips we've taken. I think of places where I hadn't been. I'm not saying this is all you've done for me. I'm just saying that as an example. I just think of different places that I have been since the man who is now my dad, that I hadn't been before that time. Does that come to mind? Atlanta, Georgia, Florida, Tampa and Pensacola in Orlando. Texas, Dallas, Houston, Austin, all these in Texas, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee. I don't think I remembered being there, even though I had other surgeries in Chattanooga. I don't think I had been to Nashville. Maybe I had, and I didn't know it when I was very little. Albuquerque, New Mexico. But there's been other great things that have happened in my life. And me, my mom, and my brother, we believed God for a dad. Between like 94 all the way up to when my mom and him got engaged on my mom's 45th birthday in 2005. Sorry about that, listener. Sorry about that, Mom. I know you're not listening, but zip. I'm sorry. I'm in my mom's birthday in 2005. Sometimes that happens, right? Slip out stuff that maybe you wish didn't. Mom, if you hear this, I still love you anyway. I still love you. Yes, I still love you. But we prayed for a dad, me and Ray did, and my mom for a husband for about 11, 12 years. It was something we kept believing God for. God heard. God heard our cry. It was one of the miracles that happened in my life. As we are, this is Miracle Tuesday. And me and my brother, the marriage of my mom marrying marrying a Shukla, because she was a Briton. She married Caleb Shukla, who is my dad. I call him Dad. So they had met a few years prior. and he had known that she needed some help with me. So he started helping out with me and that, and that's how my mom met him. She met him at my church. Our church was helping me. Over time, he was really liking my mom. And I tell you, they've loved each other ever since. It wasn't just a blessing that he came into our life. He's been a blessing to our family. He truly has. There's even been certain Indian foods and some other things that he's taught me to like. And you know, like they say, like father, like son. But I'm saying all this to tell you guys, with Father's Day weekend coming up for your father, do something nice. You know, do something for your father. Call your father. Tell him you love him. Your natural father. And on Sunday, when it comes to church, be there. The Heavenly Father, your pastor, your natural, your spiritual father, and the Heavenly Father, Jesus, your Heavenly Father, sees when you're in his house. And how many of you know that Jesus truly is a good, good father? He's perfect in all of his ways. And I will be singing that either tonight or tomorrow. I will not tell you, listeners. You'll have to find out the goodness of Jesus, the Heavenly Father. He's such a good, good Father to us. And think about how much he loves us. Amen. Yes, he's so good to us. That's the reason why I was pausing out. I was just meditating in the goodness, the greatness of God, which we should all be meditating on the Word of God. It's better to meditate on that than what the latest, the latest report from ABC's of fake news says, well, what the latest report from Communist News Network said, or MSNBC/DNC, whatever they said. No, meditate on the Word of God day and night. Now, The show is brought to you by Cedar Point, which is America's favorite place for roller coasters. It's America's rock and roller coasters, I've heard them say. When I've been there and I've been on certain rides, and you can go there and you can ride whatever your favorite may be. But for those of you who are into the coasters, maybe your favorite ride is, your favorite coaster is the Maverick. Maybe your big thing is 300-foot ride down the track, 300-foot high at 90 miles an hour with Millennium Force. As when it opened, it was monumental because it was 300 feet tall, which was the highest at the time, 93 miles an hour. The fastest coaster anywhere at the time. Anywhere on Earth at the time. The Dragster. Maybe you like the top thrill of the Top Thrill Dragster. 420 feet, 120 miles an hour. Which eclipsed considerably in both metrics 4 years later compared to Millennium Force. Maybe you like to feel like you're at a concert with Valravn. Z, you haven't been on Valravn yet, or did you go on?
I don't remember if I've been on
Valravn. It's a good one. It's over 200 feet tall, and you stop part way up the first lift hill. Yeah, I love it. It's a very good one. Or maybe you feel like it's some time for vengeance with Steel Vengeance. 200 foot tall. Or maybe you're feeling a little retro with something like the Magnum, the Gemini, or maybe you want to go way back in time to the Blue Streak. All available in one park. Cedar Point, America's Rock and Roller Coaster, ride on. Instead of ride on, it's ride on. Yes, it is. Find out information about tickets and hours by going online to cedarpoint.com for more info. I have three house things to tell you. First thing I want to tell you is, as it pertains to shows, between June the 29th and July 11th, I'm going to be out of town / out of state, going to Kentucky, Tennessee, and that. There will still be some shows, so I am not totally disconnecting for that time. I do not anticipating doing a show on the 29th. I do think it is likely that I will be doing one on the 30th of June. And then for July, I plan on doing one maybe on the either 5th and 6th or 6th and 7th. I'm still figuring out what I'm going to do. I will keep you posted. As to what all will be going on. There will be shows, though. They may be a little bit different, maybe a bit shorter. We'll just see. And I will be taking, and that does involve the time right around the 4th. And I will be taking at least part of a show around that time to talk to you about America. That's supposed to be the freest country on earth. And we'll be talking about the Declaration of Independence, what it is, what it's about. And we'll be discussing that kind of stuff. We'll have a couple American songs, including America the Beautiful and National Anthem. And I am thinking that one will be either the 5th or 6th, because that's closer to the 4th than what the 29th or 30th is. So I'll do it after. So that's just a heads up. As they say, a programming note. Next up, I want to talk to you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life. It's a story about how God has been with us. A story about the faithfulness of God. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com. That's rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, I as ice cream, riversofmiracles.com to find out information about this book and how the book can be a blessing.
Amen.
The other thing I want to mention to you is the PayPal. We have a PayPal page. You can go online to paypal.com to find out and when you get onto PayPal, you'll want to search Rivers Shukla. That is R-Y-V-R-S. Again, that's R-Y as in yo-yo, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. So Rivers Shukla. And then you can sell the amount, whatever amount you wish to sell, so you can be a blessing to this great program. Because God wants to bless you so that you can be a blessing. Amen. And we know that's true. We know it. And it's just a great thing. And just great to see. They're going to see God. Son, the verse I want to leave you with to sow tonight is Luke 6:38. It says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom." Amen. Do you believe it? Because I know I do. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go into some worship. And then we're going to study some miracles that Jesus did. I'm going to sing a little louder. I'm going to clap a little louder than before. I'm going to sing louder than before. I'm going to jump higher than before. I'm going to spin wilder than before. Freedom, 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 freedom. I'm gonna clap a little louder than before. I'm gonna sing a little louder than before. I'm going to shout louder than before. Hallelujah. I'm going to scream wilder than before. Freedom. 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 Freedom, freedom. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free, yeah. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Freedom, 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 freedom. Freedom, freedom. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free, yeah. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free, yeah. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like. But I hear a tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, and you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Love so unexplainable, I can hardly think. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love. Love, love, you're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us. Oh, we love you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give you honor and glory and praise for who you are, for what you are to us. Thank you, Lord God, that you give life. You are love. You are the light. Thank you, Lord God, that you always meet every need that we have. You know what we need before we say a word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that your hand is upon us always. Your hand is always there, always here. Thank you, Lord God, for what you are to us. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us. Thank you, Lord God, for this program tonight. That every need represented, whatever these needs are, whether they're needs in the body, needs in the finances, just needs for encouragement, whatever they need, that you would meet all these needs that are represented here tonight from these listeners. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you would meet our needs tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for the word tonight, that as we study your word, that we would, that every person would be able to focus, be able to concentrate on you, Lord God, and that their eyes would be fixed on you and you alone. And I thank you, Master, for that. In your name. Now I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that finances come into this program. I pray, Lord God, that increases in listenership would come into this program. And most importantly of all, you, Heavenly Father, for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Now let's make our Bible confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word of God says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Mark, chapter 7. And we're going to start with verse 24. Mark 7, verse 24. We're going to look at a few different miracles that Jesus did. And I'm going to start with verse 24 of Mark 7, NIV. Hallelujah. I want to encourage your listeners, be a part. Don't just sit there and watch. Verse 24. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it. Yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an evil spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, born in Cyrene, Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive out the demon from her daughter. First, let the children eat all they want, he told her. For it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, Lord, she replied. Even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Then he told her, for such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. She went home, found her child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Verse 31. Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee, and into the region of the Decapolis. There some people brought unto him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk. And they begged him to place his hand on the man. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Whoa. Put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. Couldn't do that these days. Nope. He looked up to heaven, and with a deep sigh, she said to him, Ephphatha, which means be opened. At this, the man's ears were open, his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone. But the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. And people were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. We'll move forward to chapter 8, verse 14. No. Verse 9. No, verse 10. Verse 11. The Pharisees came and they began to question Jesus to test him. They asked him for a sign from heaven. He sighed deeply and he said, why does this generation ask for a miraculous sign? I tell you the truth, no sign will be given unto it. Then he left them got back into the boat, and crossed to the other side. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf that they had with them in the boat. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. In other words, he said, bewareful of the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, wouldn't seize, couldn't seize. I made up the wouldn't seize, couldn't seize part, but still. Verse 16. They discussed this with one another, and they said, it's because we have no bread. Aware of the discussion, Jesus asked them, why are you talking about not having any bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes, but you fail to see, and ears, but you fail to hear? And don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000 people, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? 12, they replied. So when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000 people, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? They answered, 7. He said to them, do you still not understand? Verse 22. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand, led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, do you see anything? He looked up and said, I see people, but they look like trees walking around. Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were open. His sight was restored. And he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, do not go into the village. Verse 27. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, who do people say that I am? They replied, some people say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. And still others, one of the prophets. What about you, he asked. Who do you say that I am? Peter answered, you are the Christ. Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. 31. He then began to teach the people, the disciples, that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. When Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he said. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. Then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? What can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me, in my words, in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. Look back at 7 and I'm going to look from verse 24. He goes to the vicinity of Tyre, enters a house, doesn't want anyone to know about it. This lady has a daughter who has an evil spirit. And this lady basically says, you know, even the dogs eat crumbs from the master's table. Jesus says, you know, you say that, go. The demon's gone. And he casted out the demon right there. Didn't say everything that this demon did. Didn't say whether the demon was a shrieky demon or... You know, what it did. Did it speak? Did it? And all the different things that demons do. But he cast the demon out. And it left. And the lady goes home, finds her child lying in the bed, the demon gone. Verse 31, Jesus goes, gets back in the boat, goes somewhere else, goes through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him someone who was deaf and could not talk. He could barely talk and couldn't hear at all. He's deaf, and he cannot hear. Wow. There's another place where, in another book of your Bible, where Jesus heals someone who is blind and mute, but he can hear. Jesus drove out the spirit. Healed the man. He takes this deaf and mute man away from the crowd, put his fingers in the man's ears, spits, touches the man's tongue. And he says, be open. The man's ears are open, tongue loosened, he began to speak plainly and he could hear wonderfully. Jesus said, don't tell anyone, and this man continues. These people continue telling about it. People keep coming. People keep coming. People keep wanting him to heal him. And one of the other miracles is this blind man at Bethsaida. They come to Bethsaida. These people bring a blind man to Jesus and beg Jesus, you know, touch him, heal him. He takes the blind man, takes him outside the village. They go for a walk to the end of the village. He spits on the man's eyes, puts his hands on him. If he sees anything, and he says, "It looked like trees walking around." That's not vision. How do people look like trees walking around? I don't know. I have yet to see a tree go for a walk. Zianna, have you seen a walking tree yet? How would it be? How would it go? I can't picture a tree walking around. It'd be clumpy. What would it look like? A moonwalk or something? Like what? It'd be like dragging roots, walking around, like instead of, it'd be like knocking roots. He looks up and he says, "They look like trees walking around." He puts his hands on the man's eyes. His eyes are open. His sight is restored, and he sees everything clearly. Tells him, "Don't go in the village." So what you see here is three different people, three different needs. One person. My daughter has a demon. I want my daughter to be free of this demon. I don't want this demon in her to be controlling her anymore. Because when someone has a demon, it is honestly a very serious thing. And then he says, like what I read about, the woman goes home, finds her child laying on the bed, the demon gone, the demon no longer there. Then he goes, finds this man who is mute and deaf. Mute and deaf. Can't hear, can't speak. I don't know how you communicate with him, but he spits on the man's ears. He spits in the man's ears. I can just see the who going up to him and being like, "Excuse me? What are you doing?" "Oh, but wait a minute. There were already Pharisees and Sadducees there." And obviously they were thinking the same thing. "What are you doing?" And then he spits and touches the man's tongue. Another no-go. You see, the way Jesus did these miracles, it's just amazing. He works in mysterious ways. Now he spits, touches the man's tongue, looks up to heaven, sighs deeply, and says, "Be opened." The man's ears are open. The tongue is loosened. He begins to speak plainly. And people are rejoicing and they're saying, look, Jesus does everything well. But obviously, I'm sure, you know, Pharisees and the Sadducees, which is Sadducee, and you see the Sadducees. But they're all sitting there and they're like, what's he doing? What did he do that for? Put on a mask. Stay 6 feet away. Oh, this is what they would have said nowadays. That's what they would have said. Put on a mask. Why aren't you socially distancing? So then he goes to a place, different place, and he finds this man. These people bring to him a man who's blind. He takes this blind man to the edge of town, out of town actually, just outside, and spits on the man's eyes. And all praise of him, does what he does. And he says, sir, do you see anything? And the man says, well, Lord, I can see people. I can see some people, but they look like trees walking around. In other words, not very clear vision. He can see, but he can't see well. Jesus puts his hands on the man's eyes again. He uses what's called the second application. The second application. This time, the man's eyes are open and he can see clearly. Clearly. Jesus tells him, you know, don't go in the village. You want to know something, listeners? Every time that Jesus told people, don't tell anyone I did this. Don't tell anyone I did this. Don't tell anyone I did this. Do not tell anyone I did this miracle. Do not tell. The crowds would grow bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. They just keep coming. Or the miracles would just keep coming. And people would get delivered. People would be set free from bondage. People would be, you know, the blindness, muteness, deafness, healed. They'd be not lamed anymore. Not lame or maimed anymore. You know, all these disabilities gone. And I'm sure even people got healed of neurological things. But at the time, they didn't know what neurological meant. But different. I'm sure they got healed in all different aspects. And people were desperate. These people did not just come to these meetings. Come to the meeting. Get worship. Do some worship. Take an offering. Hear a message. I hope he hurries. I have to mow my lawn, water my lawn, flowers. My roses need my attention. My wife needs my attention. My kids need my attention. I work many, 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 many hours a week. You know, all these other things. And they just say, I hope he heard. Instead of being desperate when they had needs. These people came to Jesus' meetings. They came to the synagogue. They came to wherever he was. He laid his hands on those sick. And I'm sure there are other people who were at these meetings who got healed of things, but they weren't written about in the Bible. I'm sure there were, like I said a minute ago, people healed of neurological things, things in the brain, things like autism, Down syndrome, you know, other different things that are in the brain, different things that people and they got healed of them by Jesus. But we have to learn to be desperate. And to be expecting him to move, not just oh, I hope he hurries up. Well, we got to be expecting and have faith that he's going to do what he said in his word. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we would all get this word in our hearts, that we would all realize, we would always remember, you are our healer. You are not the one who makes us sick. You are the God who heals us. You are the God who strengthens us. You are the God who frees us. You don't bind us, you free us. And I just thank you, Lord God, that we would put your word to good use in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Tigers, let's look at sports. The Tigers last night got a nice 7-3 win over the Kansas City Royals. Now, for the third time in as many games, the Tigers had to rely mostly upon the bullpen. That is because Matt Boyd, the starter, had to go out in the third inning due to an injury. Don't know what it is yet, but an injury. He had been doing very good for the first two innings, but then he started giving up for hits. And the Tigers started off great in the first inning, and they didn't look back. And they win 7-3. A nice, healthy score for the Tigers. Also, Comerica Park is open to full capacity. Hopefully, those crowd numbers will continue to go up. And we'll be up to 15,000 and 20,000 and 25,000. Of course, we always have to remember, the better the Tigers are, the more people will come. The better they are, the more people will come. Yes. Tigers tonight play Kansas City again, 8:10 p.m. in Kansas City. I will be listening on 104.9 FM WQBX. You may also listen on the station of your choice. Local listings to find out what station it will be on in your area. Now, until tomorrow night, as always, so long, everybody.